We mentioned a couple of days ago the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Simen Chav Ches. We're speaking about the question of relocating the bima from the middle of the shul to the front of the shul. He quoted the well-known Maimer Chazal, Yerushalmi and Shabbos, that the boards of the Mishkan were labeled with letters so that you would know exactly how to reposition each board in the same place that it had been initially when you reconstructed the Mishkan every time Bnei Yisrael came to a stop in the Midbar. And we quoted subsequently the same Maimer Chazal is quoted in Maram Shik and other contemporary poskim with regard to the question of moving an Aron Kodesh from the eastern wall to the southern wall to make for more room in the Beis Knesset. They also quoted that Maimer Chazal that the Keresh Shezach Alios Betzafon should remain in the Tzafon. If the Aron was on the eastern wall, it should stay on the eastern wall, based on that same Maimer Chazal. Perhaps the two most famous instances in Halacha where this Maimer Chazal is quoted and where the Minug that we all follow is based on this Maimer Chazal, one in the Magen Avraham Simen Ches, Hilchos Tzitzis. The Magen Avraham there, citing the Shlah, writes, why is it that we have an Atara on the top of the Talus? It's not because, says Mishnah Berurah, that the top of the Talus is the Ikar of the Talus, despite the fact that it covers the head. In fact, the Ikar of the Talus is that which covers the guf, the body, not that which covers the head. Rather, the purpose of the Atara, Magen Avraham writes, B'Shem the Shlah, is that you should always be able to identify easily the top versus the bottom because of this Maimer Chazal. Because the tzitzis that are in front should always be in front. Tzitzis that are in back should always be in back. If you didn't have an Atara, what distinguishes top and the bottom? You'll turn the talus upside down every other day. And because of this Maimer Chazal, tzitzis in front, stay in front. Tzitzis in back, stay in back. That's how we have the Atara. This is the Magen Avraham, quoted in the Shlah, and quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Ches. Another instance in Halacha, maybe not as well known, but the Aruch HaShulchan says this is the Minug, he says this is the appropriate Minug, is found in the Maharil, quoted by the Achronim in Hilchos Sukkah, Tafresh Lamed. The Achronim quote the Maharil, who says to label the boards of the Sukkah for the same reason, so that you shouldn't change from year to year which board is positioned where. And he quotes this Maimer Chazal in Yerushalmi once again, the same way the Mishkan, the boards that were in the north, stay in the north, so too the Minug, and Aruch HaShulchan concurs, the Minug is to keep the boards of the Sukkah labeled so that you know which board goes where each and every year. So two very practical, common applications of this Yerushalmi and Shabbos that we mentioned, that the Chasam Sofer quotes in the context of not repositioning the Bima from the middle of the shul to the front of the shul. Now, one additional application of this Maimer Chazal, at least an application as assumed by the Tzitz Eliezer, he kind of throws this into a broader discussion, a bigger tshuva, a longer tshuva. And it's interesting because he criticizes a minug that many shuls have. The shul I grew up in had this minug. Our shul has this minug. The minug that when the chazan gets up to daven Shabbos and Yom Tov, he doesn't daven from the amud where he davens during the week, but he davens from the bima. I've seen this in many shuls. I'm sure you've seen it in other shuls as well. I assume the minhag evolved because Shabbos Yom Tov, the women come, Ezras Nashim is full. It's not going to be so easy to hear from the amud. You want to have someone projecting in the middle of the shul so that everyone can hear. It's a common minhag in many, many shuls. Yet the Tzitz Eliezer is critical of the minhag in Chelek Yud Simen Chav Beis. He writes a number of reasons why he thinks one should not relocate the chazan from the amud up front to the bima, even just for Shabbos and Yom Tov. What are the reasons that he quotes? He says a number of reasons. He says, first, the Magen Avraham writes in Simen Sadi, based on a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud. The Gemara there says that a person should not daven b'makom gavoa. A person should daven b'makom namuch. Don't daven at a place of elevation. Daven from a place of depressed, if you want to call it, a lower level of the room. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Mimamakim Krasicha Hashem, I call you from the depths. In some shuls, they actually have a step down for the chazan by the amud. I think Dagud in Baltimore has a step down for the chazan by the front amud to literally go down a few steps before he davens, because Mimamakim Krasicha Hashem, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud. So Magen Avraham quotes this minug. He says that the minug is that the shatz stands in a makom amuk mishar beis hakneses. The Chazan says the Magen Avraham stands in a lower step-down area of the shul because of this minhag mimamakim kersich Hashem. So since Eliezer says the minhag is to have a mimamakim, a lower step-down area, so on the contrary, we're not doing that. We're even going the opposite extreme. We're going to put him on the bima and elevate him. That's not appropriate, says the Tzitz Eliezer. He quotes the Chuvas Ksav Sofer in Simon Yutes, who says, it's one thing if you're going to not follow the minhag of mimamakim. Okay, so that's a minhag. But the Ksav Sofer writes that to put him on a pedestal, that's even an Isser, because Al Yamud B'makom Gavoa V'Yispal. You're not supposed to demonstrate some sort of almost arrogance, if you will, when you're davening before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ksav Sofer holds that standing on the Bima to daven is even Shalok Kedin, because it's Omid B'makom Gavoa. So based on the Magen Avraham, based on the Ksav Sofer, the Tzitz Eliezer quotes those two Makoros as reasons to reject the common minhag of davening from the bima on Shabbos and Yantif. And then he quotes the Rugas Habosim, a Talmud of the Ksav Sofer, who, much like we've mentioned in the previous shurim, living at in the mid-1800s, was very wary of the reformers and the changes in minhag in Batei Knesios. And the Rugas Habosim writes that the location of the Shliach Tzibur is a siman muvuk to know where your shul stands, so to speak. With regard to, are you one of the traditionals, or are you one of the innovators, one of the reformers? He doesn't use those words exactly, but that's what he's getting at, that he viewed the relocating of the Chazan's position as a innovation versus the tradition, and for that reason was opposed to making that change. So after citing these three Makoros, Tzitz Eliezer therefore rejects the Minug, and almost as a kind of, by the way, he throws in that, and also there is a concern of Keresh Shezach Elios B'Tzafon. So he applies that Maimer Chazal, that if the Omer is where the Chazan stands, and that's what the Zvarim Shebek Dusha are recited, so he feels that it would be, because of that Maimer Chazal, inappropriate to relocate the Chazan to the Bima, even just for Shabbos and Yom Tov, because that's the Schus of the Omer, not of the Bima. So again, that's the reason why he's critical of the Minhag. Minhag that I've seen in many shuls. I assume it's because it's easier to hear when there's a large crowd in shul and the Chazan is in the middle on the Bima. But the Tzitz Eliezer, for one, rejects that Minhag and cites this Maimer Chazal as a Keresh Zacha Lios B'Tzafon as a reason to be critical of that Minhag. One last interesting suggested application of this Minhag. And here the Tzitz Eliezer rejects the application of this Maimer Chazal, I should say. An attempted application of this Maimer Chazal to another interesting Shaila. But again, I concede at the outset that Tzitz Eliezer feels that although this argument was raised and suggested, he does not feel that this is a correct application of this Maimer Chazal. It seems, and I couldn't find the source, I don't have the sefer, but in the Tshuvas Maharshag, Shimon Greenfield, Chelek Gimel, Tzitz Eliezer quotes this in a Tshuva that he has in Chelek Tezayin, Simon Lamed Hey. The Maharshag cited those who quoted this Maimer Chazal of Keresh Shezacha Lios B'Tzafon in an interesting context, somewhat unexpected. The Shaila that these poskim discuss is there anything wrong with, instead of saying a separate Kamali Rachamim for every single individual with a yard site, which sometimes can take an extended period of time, is it okay to combine the names into one Kalmale? That was the question posed to Tzitz Eliezer, and he cites numerous other early Achronim who discussed the Shaila. Sometimes you have people who pay the Chavar Kadisha, Poskim writes, to say a Kamale for them after their Patira. So is there anything wrong with combining all the names into one Kalmale? Or must you say each name with a separate Kamale? So it seems that one of the Achronim, Marshag, seems to allude to this suggestion that maybe to take from or deprive, if you will, the Nifter of his own Kalmale and combine the names of Niftarim all in one Kalmale, maybe that somehow would be in violation of this Maimer Chazal, that when one or when something is Zocha to one distinction, don't downgrade it. Again, it's difficult to understand how this Maimer Chazal applies in this context, and understand that the Tzitz Eliezer rejects that application of this Maimer Chazal. But in the discussion of this Tshuva, he cites numerous achronim. Understandably, there's no real source in Shulchan Aruch for yes or no when it comes to this question. And the achronim debate, is this considered a lack of kavod to combine niftarim into one kalmale? Maybe on the contrary, it's to their benefit. Besoch ami anochi yosheves. We know that it's always better to daven for a chola. Besoch shor chola Yisrael. We want to include the chola with every other chola in Yisrael because we don't want to daven for one person only because if he's not zocha on his own merit to a refuah, but you include him with the shor kol chola Yisrael. So then a refuah is sent to all of the niftarim because between all of them there's zocha to that Yeshua, hopefully. So some cite that svara as a reason to suggest that there's nothing wrong with combining the names into one kalmale. They cite the obvious Tzitzel quotes, the Tircha de Tzibura, the preachers that results from the mingling of the mixed crowds outside the shul while this is going on. If you're staying in kalmale for a very, very long time, because everyone's got their own kalmale, so what's going to happen? During Yisker, they're talking about, presumably, everyone walks outside and there's a whole social scene outside while the kalmales are going on and on and on and on and on. So post can discuss that concern, Tircha de Tzibura, potential for tairoves, for inappropriate mingling of crowds outside while the kalmales are being recited. And of interest, the Lubushem Mordechai, it's also quotes, writes that in Pressburg, now Pressburg, of course, with the Chassam Sofer, was so staunch about opposing any change in Minhag Yisrael, Minhag Beis HaKnesses. Says in Pressburg, he writes, Lubushem Mordechai writes, that Minhag was to say one kamale, and to say, I guess they had a whole list of people who paid the Chavar Kedisha to say kamales for them every Yizkar. The minhag was they would say one kamale, and they would say, Al kol hanich tovim bepinkas zeh, for all the names on this list. Imagine, instead of reading through all the names on five pieces of paper, you just say, everyone in this sheet, that's included in the kamale. That was the minhag in Pressburg. And Lubushem Mordechai writes, the reason is because of the Tircha de Tzibura, the length of time that it would take and consume. So the Tzitz Eliezer himself concludes he feels there's nothing wrong, according to the majority of poskim, in combining the names into one kalmale. But he then quotes this Maharshag, who says that there is no concern of the Mayim Chazal of a Keresh Shezacha Lehinasim B'Tzafon. Again, why one would think there'd be such a concern, I'm not really so sure. But he does throw that in as, don't be worried about that Mayim Chazal. It's not a concern in this instance over here. And there's no lack of cover for the Niftar. He says it's therefore certainly mutter to combine the names into one kalmale. So the applications that we've seen of this Maimer Chazal, the talus, top should be top, bottom should be bottom, front should be front, back should be back. The boards of the sukkah should be, according to the minhag of the Maril and the Aruch HaShulchan, concurs in the same sequence and order each and every year. The possibility of this applying to, as Chassam Sofer said, not moving the bima from middle of the shul to front of the shul, or as the Tzitz Eliezer suggests, maybe not even moving the chazan from the amud to the bima, even for Shabbos and Yom Tovim, and then the rejection of this application of the Maimon Chazal to this concern or shaila of combining many names into one in the recital of the Kalamali Rachamim.